Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This beautiful hadith is about the reward that a person gets for deterring backbiting. Backbiting is one of those grave sins, sins are divided into two categories, grave sins, minor sins, and this is one of those grave sins. And if somebody is backbited in our presence, if we don't stop the backbiting from occurring, if we don't repel it, if we don't stop, prevent it from happening, that's also a sin. Because the Prophet said, in whose presence a fellow Muslim brother is talked about behind his back, and who does not defend him despite having the ability to do so, Allah disgraces him in this world as well as in the hereafter, right? And this is something we have to do. If we don't do it, we get sin. If we do it, we get a good reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever does a good service to his fellow believer by deterring people from talking behind his back in a gathering where he hears them backbiting him, Allah will repel him from 1,000 types of evil in this world as well as in the hereafter. Backbiting has this, stopping a person from backbiting another person is very recommended. And backbiting, we need to kind of define it really quickly. And we define backbiting as, saying something about somebody else, who even if it might be true, but if that person is not pleased that stuff might be said behind him, then this is considered backbiting. One time somebody spoke about a man in the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying he does not eat unless he is fed and he does not go out unless a mount is made ready for him. The Prophet said, you have talked about him behind his back. This person replied, O Prophet of Allah, we have only said what is true. So he exclaimed, it is bad enough to talk about your brother regarding what is true, let alone what is false. Right? So if falsehood, if you say something false about a person, that falls under the category of, for example, slander. But, saying something true about him that he might not like, this is backbiting. It's a famous hadith that one time a woman came to see the Prophet about some work, said something to do. The Prophet was in the presence of his wife, one of his wives, and once the woman left, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wife, kind of made an indication with her hand that this woman was so short, right? To which the Prophet, became upset and said, by doing this, you've backbited her. Whereas the woman was probably actually very short, but that doesn't matter. The point of the matter is that the woman wouldn't be pleased upon hearing this. Nobody likes to be made fun of about their physical appearance, definitely. So, this was an act of backbiting that occurred. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at backbiting in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل